Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 11th, Thursday, 2019, Day 192. Today's topic, God appoints you to break those whose heart have become collapsed to receive healing from Jesus. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. And let's pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 148, verses 1 to 14. First Chronicles. Chapter 11, verse 1 to chapter 12, verse 18. Acts chapter 28, verses 1 to 31. Proverbs 19, verses 1 to 3. Today's main passage is from Acts chapter 28, verses 16 to 31. When we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself, with a soldier to guard him. 3 days later, he called together the local Jewish leaders. When they had assembled, Paul said to them, "My brothers, although I have done nothing against our people or against the customs of our ancestors, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. They examined me and wanted to release me, because I was not guilty of any crime deserving death. The Jews objected, so I was compelled to make an appeal to Caesar. I certainly did not intend to bring any charge against my own people. For this reason, I have asked to see you and talk with you. It is because of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." They replied, "We have not received any letters from Judea concerning you, and none of our people who have come from there has reported or said anything bad about you. But we want to hear what your views are, for we know that people everywhere are talking against this sect." They arranged to meet Paul on a certain day and came in even larger numbers to the place where he was staying. He witnessed to them from morning till evening, explaining about the kingdom of God, and from the law of Moses and from the prophets, he tried to persuade them about Jesus. Some were convinced by what he said, but others would not believe. They disagreed among themselves and began to leave after Paul and made this final statement: "The Holy Spirit spoke the truth to your ancestor when he said through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go to these people and say, you will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them.'" Therefore, I want you to know that God's salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. I enrolled in an Anglican history course organized by Nashoda House. I was there from August 1984 to May 1987 for my Master of Divinity degree. In Rome, that history course was in Rome at the Anglican Center. It is such a blessing that I was able to see with my own eyes the place described in Acts 20:28 that Paul was being jailed in a citizen's home that he rent, with a soldier guarding him and a chained him to a stone pole. You can see in the picture below of that rustic chain and the stone pole with rustic chain's track marks. I also saw the stone out of Paul, Peter, and Luke with Luke recording of what Paul said and put that into the book of Acts. I still remember that one hour visit with lots of thanksgiving, lots of inspiration, and lots of tears. Yeah, please go to my blog to see those 12 pictures. Jesus chose Paul to bring those people whose hearts had become calloused to him to receive healing. Jesus appoints you now to bring those people whose hearts had become calloused to him to receive healing. Are you willing to say, yes, sir? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to say yes to you, bringing those people whose hearts have become calloused to you to receive healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and calling have you received from Jesus' message, from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you to be willing to say yes to Jesus, bringing those people whose hearts have become calloused to him to receive healing? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of God appoints you to bring those whose hearts have become calloused to him to receive healing. May the Lord bless you all.